Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Sunday, July 19th, and I was talking to my cousin brother the other day, and he mentioned that he has a friend who will not eat a meal unless he knows that he can walk afterward. Like, if he can't take a walk after eating, he'd rather just not eat at that time. At first, that sounded quite extreme. But then it reminded me of something that I'd read about. It's called the Blue Zones, which are regions around the world where people supposedly live to 100 years old and much higher rates than anywhere else. People in places like Sardinia in Italy, Ikaria in Greece, Okinawa in Japan. The story was always that these people eat olive oil, drink a little wine, walk everywhere, have strong social bonds, and somehow live decades longer than Americans, despite doing almost nothing that looks like modern health advice. I wanted to know if any of it was real, and what I found was a story in two parts. The first being that the habits are backed by solid science, but the interesting part was that the longevity data that these blue zones were supposedly discovered in might actually be backed by pension fraud and bad paperwork. So, my cousin's friend is actually onto something. A 2022 meta-analysis published in Sports Medicine reviewed 7 studies and found that even a few minutes of walking after a meal significantly lowers blood sugar levels compared to sitting or standing. You don't need a long hike. Even just 2 to 5 minutes of light walking is enough to blunt the post-meal glucose spike that contributes to insulin resistance, weight gain, and eventually type 2 diabetes. The mechanism is quite simple. When you walk, your muscles contract and pull glucose out of your bloodstream for energy, reducing the amount that your pancreas has to deal with through insulin. The timing also matters. Within 60 to 90 minutes of eating has the biggest effect, and the benefit is strongest after your largest meal of the day. A separate study found that standing after a meal also helps compared to sitting, but walking produced meaningfully better results than just being upright. The research on this has been consistent enough that some endocrinologists now recommend post-meal walks as a first-line intervention for pre-diabetic patients before medication. In the blue zones, this kind of movement isn't a health strategy. It's just the way that life works. People in Sardinia and Ikaria don't go for post-meal walks because a doctor told them to. They just walk because they live in hilly villages where driving isn't practical, their daily routines involve gardening and tending animals, and that their social lives revolve around visiting neighbors on foot. A retired geriatric neurologist named Janet Yalkovich described the difference really well. She said, "Americans tend to be sedentary, with spurts of exercise at the gym. People in our blue zones are active throughout the day, with most still working into their 90s. The movement isn't exercise, it's just embedded into the infrastructure of their daily life." It actually reminds me a lot of one of the first Higher IQ episodes that we did, where we talked about how having more walking trails in your city actually leads to the whole community being healthier. The concept of blue zones was popularized by Dan Buettner, an author and explorer who identified 5 regions around the world where people reportedly lived measurably longer than the global average. Sardinia in Italy, Okinawa in Japan, the Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica, Ikaria in Greece, and Loma Linda in California, where a community of Seventh-day Adventists live significantly longer than surrounding populations. Buettner and his research team studied these communities and identified what they called the Power 9, which is a set of common lifestyle factors that appeared across all 5 regions: natural daily movement like walking and gardening, a mostly plant-based diet heavy on beans and whole grains, moderate calorie intake with the biggest meal earlier in the day, moderate wine consumption in some regions, a strong sense of purpose, regular stress-reducing rituals like prayer or naps, belonging to a faith-based community, prioritizing family, and maintaining close social circles. The Mediterranean diet, which overlaps heavily with what people eat in the European blue zones, has been studied independently and shows real health benefits. A major trial found it reduced cardiovascular events like heart attacks, strokes, and death from heart causes by approximately 30% in high-risk patients, and extra virgin olive oil specifically has been shown to lower post-meal blood sugar and LDL cholesterol. The story was compelling, and it spread everywhere. They created books, cookbooks, a Netflix documentary series, corporate wellness programs, and Blue Zones branded consulting business that works with cities to redesign their infrastructure around longevity principles. The advice felt intuitive, and the data seemed to back it up. Then a demographer started checking the data. Saul Justin Newman, a demographer at University College London, spent years doing something almost nobody else had done, actually auditing the age records behind the Blue Zone longevity claims rather than just taking the reported statistics at face value. What he found was that the regions with the highest rates of people reaching extreme old age weren't the ones with the best health infrastructure or the best diets. They were the ones with the worst record keeping. The strongest predictors of a region having lots of centenarians weren't olive oil consumption or even social bonds. They were actually high poverty rates, low literacy, and the absence of reliable birth and death certificates. In the United States, the single best predictor of a state having lots of supercentenarians, which is someone who lives to 100 plus, was whether that state lacked birth certificate requirements in the early 1900s. The specific findings were damning. In 2010, over 230,000 Japanese centenarians were discovered to be missing, imaginary, or were just dead. After the Greek government began checking on people receiving pensions, about 70% of all alleged centenarians in the country turned out to already be dead. In Costa Rica, 42% of people listed as 99 or older in the 2000 consensus had actually misstated their ages. Of the people Newman tracked who were supposedly over 110 years old, almost none had a birth certificate, and only 10% had a death certificate. The world's oldest man was found to have three different recorded birthdays. Newman won the first ever IG Nobel Prize in Demography in September 2024 for his work, an award given to research that makes people laugh and then think. The blue zones of Sardinia, Okinawa, and Ikaria corresponded to regions with low incomes, low literacy, high crime rates, and a short life expectancy relative to their national averages. The places that were supposedly the healthiest on Earth were, by conventional measures, among the least healthy in their own countries. The longevity wasn't real. The paperwork was just bad enough to make it look like it was. Buettner has pushed back on Newman's research, arguing that his team independently verified centenarians' ages and that Newman's data doesn't correspond specifically to the blue zone areas, but to larger regions. The dispute isn't fully settled, but the core finding, that the world's extreme age data is riddled with fraud and clerical errors, hasn't been refuted, and it puts a large asterisk next to any claim that starts with, people in the blue zones live longer because... So, look, it's not settled yet, but here's what I took away from all this. My cousin's friend who won't eat unless he can walk afterwards, his claim is actually backed by real science. And the broader habits associated with blue zones, which is eating mostly plants, walking daily, maintaining close relationships, having a sense of purpose, all of these things are independently supported by rigorous research that has nothing to do with whether centenarians in Sardinia are actually as old as they were claiming. The habits are good advice, regardless of where they were supposedly discovered. But the story that launched 1,000 cookbooks and a Netflix series, that there are 5 magical places on Earth where people just live longer, well, that appears to rest on a foundation of missing birth certificates, dead pensioners who were never reported, and data so flawed that a demographer won an award for pointing it out. The lifestyle advice survived the debunking. The longevity fairy tale probably didn't. Stay informed, stay curious, stay healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow.